Well, if everybody remembers, this was the project that began with Battle of the Bars. And once again, would like to thank all those businesses that helped participate in that. And we were able to buy the statue last November, right after Veterans Day, and we've had it in storage since then. And as soon as the weather broke, we got some guys together, and Tyler Sturgill and Steve Price helped do the concrete with it. And once again, Han donated the concrete for the foundation, and Lackey supplied us with a granite cap that has Mercer County VFW Post 1571 on it, so it'll kind of not only act as a sign and for the VFW, but it'll also pay tribute to all those comrades that we've lost on a daily basis when people look at it.
Can you elaborate on the design? It's a soldier kneeling at a battlefield cross. Is there a significance of why you wanted that there for the VFW?
Well, the battlefield cross is what soldiers, when they're in combat and they lose somebody, the battlefield cross is their memorial service. They don't get to come back to their buddy's funerals. So that is significant to a lot of guys that have lost people while they were in service. They remember that, and there's just a lot of respect and honor that goes with that. And we all felt that this was probably one of the best statues that we could get to end this project with.